Log Talk.
Hello, everybody. This is live on Psychic Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have with us a very excellent R&B group who's known and pretty well getting known all over. And from California, we talked about Santa Cruz, and we have a really great little bit of work here. Obviously, as we did last time with our music, we're having a little bit of problem, which really stresses me when we do this. But you guys bear with me for a minute, and we'll have it on here in just a few minutes. And while we're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and talk to, we'll start out here with, we've got Analyze Jones on, and we've got EMT. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, Excellent. Doing good.
Great.
Doing great.
I thank you for coming on, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. It did this to me before. It's because of the time of night. You know, it's like 9 o'clock here in the East Coast. But we're really busy on the Blog Talk Radio. But what we're going to do is we'll talk here for a little bit, and then we'll get to and play your music so everybody can hear it. And I really was excited. I want to thank you guys. These are very good friends of Jennifer Grimm. Those of you who listened in and have listened to the show know who Jennifer is. I do want to make sure that you guys, we have quite a few people that are wondering, is there a site they can go on? Do you have a special site to get a hold of for Faded Boys or, you know,
yes, you can go to fadedboys.com, or you can go to our actual label, which is www.cushhouse.com. And the Faded Boys is actually with a Z, so you can find all of our upcoming stuff that we're working on. It would be on there.
Very good. I was reading in some of the papers. Oh, there we go. Here's your music.
I put a cloud in the sky.
Excellent. I have everyone that's listening in, you're listening in to Live on the Psychics Gone Wild. We were very fortunate to be lucky to have Faded Boys and their music. That was just what you were listening to just now. We have quite a few of all calling in. I hope you all guys know that we're not going to give you free readings tonight. These guys are very excellent musicians. I've got a lot of positive in the room. I know you can feel the vibes. We're getting really high here. It's like really hyper, a lot of energy. This is one phenomenal group. Am I correct? There's three gentlemen, Emmett, EMT, Analyze Jones, and the third guy, the third man?
Yeah, that's Fire. He unfortunately couldn't be on the call today, but yeah, Fire is the third member of the group.
Very cool. This is very unique. This is one of them. I've very much been an RB fan my whole life. You know, everyone, they tease me with the show. I've done a lot of different radio, different parts, and I'm always finding different music, you know, different really good rap and R&B, and I'm really impressed. You guys, can you tell me? I mean, you've got a little bit of everybody in there, I feel. I feel like you've got, you know, and then you've got your own thing. I don't know. Take it as a compliment. I don't know what the word to use, but I feel you've got a very excellent beat. You got it going on.
Oh, definitely. You know, we try to be diverse, you know, to make our own kind of sound with our music. So, you know, try to stay unique that way. So appreciate the compliment.
Take it as that. And I was really impressed here. And we've got quite a few of different ones that are asking questions. They're asking, is there a place that they can see you at? Is there a place they can go and like listen to you live? You know, they're wondering if you'd like play different, I guess, concerts. Where's places they can see you at?
On June 29th, we're actually going to be in the Ventura Theater. We're going to be opening up with Problem, who's a well-known rapper out here from L.A. So we'll be doing that show, and then we've got another show the 13th of July, also at the Ventura Theater, and that'll be with Nipsey Hussle and YG, also from L.A. out here. So we've got some things in the works, yeah.
Very good. And I know that you guys, I want to thank you and happy Father's Day and, you know, coming on. I know this is
it just
really means a lot to me. And I you guys are really getting a present. My son is like in Kansas going, whoa, you know, he's like trying, you know, I'm like, you're not asking nothing, Ryan. You just sit down, let me ask. So he's all having his crisis and I'm loving it. So thank you. You know, you give this little father something to really rub into him later when I'm teasing him. And I just really love the fact that you guys, one thing I was really impressed about, and as I was going through and reading about it, is that it isn't just the original. You guys are out there making it happen. And that's something that living in L.A. and see, you know, you see it. Would you say that you probably, if you were saying you were as a musician, how many hours a day do you put in on your music?
Oh man, it's like a full-time job. I mean, I'm up at 7 a.m. You know, we're in the studio almost all day, every day, pretty much. You know, so you know, it's not something to be taken lightly. Yeah, you got to put in what you want to get out of it. So yeah, we put in a lot of work.
Very cool. And I'm supposed to ask, does Analyze believe in angels? Does he feel there's anything such thing as an angel? And he's not answering. Mr. Jones,
that's a no.
I think that's a no, or I guess he's talking to one right now. Leave him alone. You know, it's all going good. But what we got happening here is that we've got quite a few people asking questions. Like one thing we've got is a lot of our different ones in chat and stuff are very excited. Can they get you on Twitter? Are you guys tweeting where they could?
We're at Twitter. You can get us on Twitter. We have a few different accounts at Faded Boys, and that's Faded Boys with a Z at the end. And then my personal page is Twitter at EMT underscore KH, and you can reach us on those.
Very good. And what I've also got one of the really excellent things that they're doing too is that they're talking about the fact that you guys had pretty much put in a lot of time here. Can you be honest? I mean, were you guys really close friends? I mean, did you come together because of your creativity? Can you tell us about how the Faded Boys became to be?
Go ahead.
We pretty much all kind of grew up together in some way or form. We all kind of went to high school together. Fire and EMT actually grew up in Inglewood together, and I'm from Inglewood myself too, and we all just happened to move out to the area that we live into now and go to high school and become friends, and that's how that worked out. And then we started doing music as friends.
Very good. Very excellent. And I you can tell with your music, and I got to look through, and those of you who, you know, go on and you look on YouTube, there's some really good videos and there's some other work there. And tonight, unfortunately, we've just got the hour, so we're going to have to see whether maybe a later time where we can have him come on and do a little more music and talk about it. We had quite a few people asking me on my Facebook today when they found out you guys were really coming on that they were going, is your music, who does the writing of the music? Is it one of you, or is it a joint effort, or who does the writing?
Yeah, take this one, EMT.
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort. I mean, you know, it depends on the producer that we're working with, but I mean, as far as the lyrics and stuff, you know, we all put in our input and come up with a concept and do the writing. You know, Fire and I write, you know, a lot of the choruses and stuff, but you know, we all sit down and figure out how we're going to attack a beat, you know, get a concept and everybody gives in their input, and then we take it from there and then put words to it and try to make a smash hit.
Yeah, and I would like to say that we hold each other to high standards, so if there's some things that we write that either, say, EMT thinks that I could do better, that he'll put his input and say, all right, well, let's try this, or, you know, we all work together as a team. There's no big-headedness here, so, you know, we work really well when it comes to that, too.
Yeah.
Very good. And we have, like I had talked to you a little bit and let you know, we have some younger audience here. What would be some of the suggestions each of you would have for someone who was starting out, you know, and they're just starting out, they've got their music, their creativity. What would be the first things you would tell them to do to get to where you are right now?
And I'll go first. I would just say, you know, just if you love what you do, just put in 100 to 200% into it and give it your all and work and practice on your craft to get better and, you know, get with a team that supports you where it's just all positive energy. That's with me. I'm lucky to have, you know, EMT and Fire, you know, in my corner pushing me to be the best I can be. And, you know, that's what I would say. Just, you know, give it 120%, 100, 200% and practice your craft day to day.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the number one mistake that people try to do is try to do things all themselves. You know, as long as we've been in the industry, you know, making our moves, you know, you find out that, you know, it takes more than one person to get you where you need to go. So you definitely have to have that team. You know, right now the way that the industry is, I mean, you got to have an internet presence. So, you know, get your YouTube, get your, you know, get on Twitter, get on your Facebook, you know, use these for the free outlets to be able to promote yourself, you know, so that you can get a name for yourself and establish, you know, a fan base, you know, because without fans and people checking for you, you know, your music isn't going to get heard. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, very good. I really, you know, I take my hat off to you. I really, I uphold what you guys are doing here. I just think it's very good to see. You know, you obviously are being professional. You're very positive. I mean, you can feel it. They all talk about with different people we've had on when you two started earlier with this, we couldn't even get their music to go, and everybody's like, well, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm thinking Blog Talk, I'm going to have to rip your wires out. And then I just laughed because the energy coming from you guys is like, it's all good. It's okay. And all of a sudden it's just like, boom. And then everything went on just like the music wanted. Everything happened. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, tell you that as a psychic and a very strong through the years of working with different people, I can feel and sense with you guys. You guys have got a really good purpose here. I, you know, it's like you can see people that are doing this for creativity, and you see that you guys really enjoy what you're doing. I mean, there's just a feeling coming from you that, you know, it's where we were talking about it when Jennifer was on. I mean, I'm an old Chaka Khan fan. I just love Chaka Khan. I like, you know, I like Whitney. But, you know, when they sang or when they're up there, it's real, you know. And I love what she said in one of her interviews. She goes, when I'm singing, she goes, it's like an angel singing. And people were like, what? And it's like, no, she wasn't saying she was. But what she was also saying is she just felt it. And she explained later, you know, just like I would have to take my and tell you guys, when you guys are singing, it's a positive unity. And you're out there feeling it where people can feel your music. And I think that's where, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that we enjoy being around each other. So we're like the best of friends. So we... when it's not just music, we hang out on a day-to-day basis. So I think that reflects in our music too, with, you know, we just enjoy each other's friendship, so it comes out in our music too. Nothing is forced. Everything is it's just
genuine.
Yeah, genuine. Exactly. That's what I was looking for. Thanks, Eve. But yeah, it's just genuine. So, it makes the music a lot better than you're trying to make something happen. Like, we don't go in the studio and we do come up with a concept, but once we come up with a concept, it's just, like, easy for us to get it down because we play with each other, we crack jokes with each other, and we just have fun like we would do in day-to-day. So we take it, like, fun, so it's not that hard into making an actual song, if that makes any sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with what we do and each other, so...
And I've noticed here now, as you know, as we've been talking back and forth, and this is a unique thing that we normally would be a little different. You'd only have like one person from a thing, but you two both really, you do a little psychic here. You'd only finish each other's sentences, but you also do it in unison. You know, did you notice? I mean, you know, it's kind of cool there. You can see the brotherhood there. You can see the friendship going a little bit of, okay, we're passing it back and forth. We're all good. And then all of a sudden you see this really cool thing that you both make sure where the other one's at. Is this from music, or have you guys got a type of friendship that you do this outside of music?
Oh, man, it's outside of music. I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, yeah, Analyze practically lives at my house. I mean, you know, I've got outside of our of the studio that we record in, you know, that is provided to us, you know, by our label mates. You know, I have an in-house studio, and we're constantly in there just kicking around ideas and doing stuff. So, I mean, you know, yeah, it's. You know, it was Fire too. If you would really see it, if Fire was on the phone too. I mean, I've known Fire like his whole life. You know, like I've known him since he was a baby and I was a baby. You know, we've grown up together, so it's really
and
it really is
like 17
it really
years.
Is like a brother. You know, these guys are really like my brothers. You know what I mean? So it's like
very good. Definitely. I like that. We've got a question on how did you guys decide on the name Faded Boys?
I'll come up with like. Me and Fire, we were just in the studio one day, and we were all... See, we all made music for years, but we weren't really a solidified group. And so one day, we just all... I think EMP had got a show, and he said, you know, let's do a show, and we came up with a name, and it was just, you know, we liked to have fun and party with each other, so it was like, oh, let's call ourselves the Faded Boys. So
yeah.
It was just something that just... was off the top, but it stuck, and it, you know, and fits us perfectly.
Feels very good. That is, you know, and that's really a good way to do it. Like I like what you said earlier about how you guys are kind of in sync. It's just, it's the name even just goes there. It just feels like it's just all there, and it's like I do believe very much in patterns and with the gift, and I do see you guys doing really well. I know you guys are already doing well, and obviously with enjoying and loving what you do, I'm really impressed to see. I mean, you've kind of, I mean, sometimes we get in trouble with some of our TV guests, and we had a big joke last week, you had to be psychic to find out one of my guests what they were doing, because they couldn't tell. With reality TV, they couldn't say. Do you guys have that a lot in music? Do you have it where they're making you keep it? I know you can't, like, put a song out unless it's copyrighted, but do you have some times where they're like, keep it hush-hush so somebody doesn't come in and, you know, try to grab your stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you know, there's probably been times that we should have. I mean, you know, we've done shows, you know, with some major artists that have kind of tried to take some of our ideas and run with it. And, you know, luckily for us, you know, we do have, you know, that our paperwork in order. So, you know, when this major artist, you know, tried to, you know, take our label name, you know, we were able to shut that down rather quickly, but you know, I mean, we're independent, so I mean, we're not under a corporate thumb to keep things under wraps. I mean, we try to promote ourselves as much as possible, so we are online, you know, kicking ideas around. But yeah, there are some things where it's like, oh man, I have an idea for a song, you know, I don't know if I want to post that right now because someone might try to run with it. I mean, that stuff does cross your mind, and you do, you know, it is a very competitive industry, so you do want to have that edge on people and not give away too much information. But you know, at the same time, you also want to be able to promote yourself. So you know, it's you got to be careful. You know,
my hat's off to you. I just got to tell you too.
I think I would say that we do a lot of music that we have some of those songs that we could give out to the public to promote, like EMT said, to promote ourselves with it not being so much just because we're in the studio 15 to 18 hours sometimes a day. So we're constantly making music, different projects. We have like 3 projects going right now. So, you know, we do have every now and then some songs that we could just put out there. So
it's just really good. And now, you know, and you're going to laugh. I mean, bear with me in my age, but do you guys do some old R&B? Do you ever, like, get to, you know, you do some music that other people, like, you know, they're doing some of the Commodores, or do you ever do, like, some music that, you know, it's a song that's, you know, been beat to death, but you still do it?
Yeah, I'll take this one because I would like to say that EMT is one of the best writers I've been blessed to work with. And this guy, he writes all different types of music. So it's not just the hip-hop rap. He writes R&B, he writes for female singers. He's just a talented, amazing writer. So, yeah, we have all different types of genres of music.
I think that is just, you know, and I know that's something that nowadays I've had some people tell me that's odd, but I just always, it just amazed me, because for my day and age, and that was one of the things, but I really like it. I got to tell you, with what you guys going on with, what you got now, is I think it's really, I kept looking at it, I'm like, no, it's R&B, no, it's kind of rap, no, it's R&B and rap, and it's, you've got it all. I mean, it's just, I'm impressed. I can, you tell I'm a fan. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I really, you know, looking here, we were kind of going through. We've got a little bit more in the audience. I'm going to turn on the phone here. We've got one of our co-hosts, Kelly. And Kelly, have you got any questions for Faded Boys?
Well, I've been listening along here. Man, it sounds really cool. It's like, I did have one. Is like, is that Inglewood as in Inglewood, Colorado, or is there an Inglewood, California? I didn't quite catch the state.
Inglewood, California.
Oh, California,
yeah, it's a suburb of Los Angeles, you know, so, yeah, right there.
Oh,
in the
okay. All righty. Wow. This is one of those nosy questions, like, so how big was the school, you know, that you guys went to, and how did you, you know, kind of like find each other in high schools? Like, because I know California high schools tend to be really big.
Well, I played basketball with Fire all throughout junior high and high school, and like we said, he had grown up with EMT, so it was just kind of a thing where Fire kind of brought us all in. I had went to high school with EMT, but we had mutual friends, but we really weren't like acquaintances too much, but until Fire came along and he kind of linked us all together, and this was 10 plus years ago, so we've been running strong since then.
Oh, wow. And what was, I didn't quite catch all, I caught EMT and Fire, and it's like, what was the name of all the group members of the band?
I'm Analyze Jones.
Analyze Jones, okay.
Yeah, EMT and Fire.
Oh, cool. All righty.
And where you guys are going to be playing at again, to give them some of the places and how they can get you at your website.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to be at the Ventura Theater on June 29th, opening up for Problem. And we're also going to be doing another show at Ventura Theater with YG and Nipsey Hussle on July 13th. So those are both of the Ventura Theater. And the websites are www.fadedboys.com or cushhouse.com. You can check out our music and upcoming shows and all that info on there.
And free CD downloads of everything. We have about 3 mixtapes up there for free download. And then you can also go to DatPiff and get our recent one. It's a Sky Gang. It's a mixtape of all of our artists that we work with. And you can get that at DatPiff under Faded Boys.
Very good. And I'm going to go ahead and I please don't get offended, but I am right now the name of this song, and I'm going to play the song we started out with the first of the show. We'll play it here in just about 1 minute. And the name of it is, can you guys help me here?
yeah. The first song you played was Cloud in the Sky.
Cloud in the Sky. Excellent. You guys here, you can tell, and those of you, please bear with me. You know, we know with Psychic Jethro, I will let everybody know, I had a little bit of stuff at home and some family things that happened this week, and we're going to get back on. I apologize there won't be any readings tonight, but I'm just kind of getting myself a little grounded and finding out, you know, what else happened while I was away from home and everything. So we've got Faded Boys on. I welcome you guys. We're going to listen to one of the songs here, and you guys just hang on, and it's like we're having one of those fun nights.
ain't enough, no lie. Hit the touch, make the world get high. Ready for a sky game, let's ride.
Everywhere we go, when we know where the party people at. In the air, we don't care, no matter where we at. I put a cloud in the sky. I put a cloud in the sky.
We're getting it poppin', no need to slow up. Gee whiz, I don't fuck with black and yellow. Golden days, purple nights, I'm just here to Rockefeller. Whistle mellow, hello, let me tell you what my name is. Mr. Cali, but I'll show you what the grade is. A plus, let me show you what the strain is. OG, only smoking on the greatest. Triple play, blow a cloud to the sky. One puff ain't enough, no lie. Hit the ducks, make the world get high. Raider boys, sky gang, let's fly.
Everywhere we go, when we know where the party people at.
Thank you, everybody, and being patient with us on Psychics Gone Wild. We're here tonight with Faded Boys. We're having one of those really good, excellent shows that we have, and we bring in a really special guest. And as you guys were listening, this is a very, really got it together, phenomenal band that's doing some R&B, doing some rap here, doing some little pop, just, you know, really going. And we are fortunate tonight to be here with Analyze Jones and EMT, and their other counterpart, the third one, is Fire, is out there. Tonight, and we'll be probably hopefully getting to talk with all three someday, but we've got the two here, and we are finding out each and everything we can about these gentlemen. These are some very gifted singers, and as you guys have been catching on, and we've got a lot of you coming in and out of the room going, whoa, and asking questions. We are having a little bit of crazy, and obviously Facebook decided to take a break. I don't know what their problem is, and we're just going to deal with that. What really is good is, you know, it's we're getting it out there, and you guys are going to be able to do this. We'll be on the tape, and I will send emails to a lot of the ones who on our listeners that listen in, and you guys can always pick that up because, you know, Facebook and the two are having a little problem. So I'm going to go right back into a few more questions with you guys, and I thank you for, you know, taking the time to do this. I know that, you know, one of the biggest inspirations is, I remember being, you know, when I was younger, and I know that other ones have said that, is that they're sitting there and they're learning and they're writing, and you were letting us know a while ago, you know, that you guys are writing your own music and it's a conglomerate, and I think that's really good because you guys work as a joint team, and your music, I mean, is just phenomenal. So what would you suggest if I was out writing music and I was like, you know, in my early teens or even, you know, 20 years old, and it's just, it's there and I'm feeling it and I've got the ability, what would you suggest I start doing, you know, to start laying the groundwork per se?
I would just say, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say you go first.
I would just say write, get it out. Get out your feelings, your you know, what motivates you, you know, write about things that you do, you know, what you know, lifestyle you represent, you know, figure out your niche or what you can possibly bring to the table that some people that are in the industry right now aren't doing, you know, to try to, you know, establish yourself and to catch people's attention, because I think that's the biggest thing that goes on is, especially in rap, you got a lot of copycats and people that do the same kind of stuff, and you know, it's good to take, you know, inspiration and to take, you know, bits and pieces from people, but, you know, to actually, you know, individualize yourself in music and create a name for yourself and you know, and put your abilities forward instead of just, you know, following the pack, You know, you gotta establish that, and you know, and make a name for yourself.
And then what I would say is for people to not be scared to spend a little bit of money. If this is what you want to do, you have to spend money. Like, we spent a lot of money on beats, on studio time with great engineers. So it also comes with spending a little bit of money. So, you know what I mean? People with rappers nowadays, they feel like, oh, if you rap good, everything should be given to you. It's like, no, you have to put in the work and also put in some money.
I'm glad you said that, you know, and that's something that I think that you just put a very positive and true statement out there, because, you know, if you look at it, I know that I remember, you know, of people telling me, you know, like when I was in L.A., that they were just having a hard time and they were just couldn't get it. But when we got down to really talking about it, you said a word there that really, you know, you say the word studio and you see their eyes go woo and they just get a little nervous. And I'm like, wait a minute, if you haven't, like, you know, if you haven't got a track out there, you haven't got a studio, you know, we all got to hear Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer's like, I'm doing this, I'm working this, I'm going, we're like, you know, Jennifer, you know, you're a little scaring us here. And then also we realized what he was just saying. You know, you guys are right on the assertive. I mean, did you pretty much know, I mean, like you said, you love to do this. Did you know this was going to do it or die? I mean, did you make up your mind that when you first started, or has this just come with the determination of being out there?
Well, it just came from us just doing it, you know, as fun, just getting together. And then, you know, we started getting more serious and serious, and then it became we had people saying, you guys are good, you know, you guys should pursue more into it. And as we did, and, you know, we came to a point where Anthony was like, our EMT sat us all down and was like, we, you know, we really need to do this if we're going to do this, and put all of our whole attention into it and go 100% in it.
Love that. I think that, you know, and I think that, you know, it's like we were talking about the ones following their dreams. And you know, you brought this up earlier at the beginning of the show. How many hours are you putting into this, like a full-time job? And I think there says something. Someone's like, you know, well, I wrote a song and it's still sitting over there. Well, I got this going. You guys are going from the bottom up, and then you're making it happen. And I think that just really, it shows in your work, and it shows really, as we've been talking here, that, you know, your friendship, you're working together. And I have a question for EMT. And this is one of those psychic ones. I don't know if they're trying to pick you up or what, but they're asking what your sign is.
What my sign is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, he's a Capricorn. You guys know how those headstrong men are with money of Capricorn. So we got, I got to watch here. This is not the dating game, guys. No, I'm kidding. But this is okay. You know, it's like, we get them, you know, they're always checking it out. You know, and I do laugh at Precious and a few other ones. I know that, you know, a couple of you single women in California are asking, but we'll, you know, we'll let that for another day. But what's really kind of good here is as we're going into this, it's been the fun thing, is you guys, I really thank you for coming on. I know that you're very positive and upbeat, and I'm going to kind of turn a little bit over to you a little bit. I'd like to kind of take a little bit of time here, you know, because I'm pretty much a time capsule person. I see this coming on later, and I see you guys doing really good. And I see one thing that's going to happen here is you see this happen a lot of times with other singers and other people going on. I see you guys really going well together, and I see part of this happening is you guys have got some other things going on outside of your world. So if you would just bear with me a little bit and kind of like, I'll start with you, EMT, and talk to me about what you see happening for Faded Boys in 5 years. Where do you see you guys at and what you see?
Oh, man. I mean, I think, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, you know, if we keep progressing the way that we have, you know, like we have for the past 2 years, I mean, you know, our goal is to get on some major radio networks, get our videos out there, and really, you know, putting us out in the spotlight. And you know, I'll say the word that a lot of, you know, rappers don't want to say, but mainstream. I mean, we are true to hip hop, but we are in a money making industry, and we are trying to get on that. We are trying to get on that level where we can, you know, be recognized in households across America. So, you know, I think that's the ultimate goal for us, is to really just be, you know, that group that people are talking about and hearing on television, radio, you know, all of that. So that's the goal, and that's where I see us, and that's where I hope to be, you know, within 5 years.
And I can say he speaks for all three of us because I feel the same exact way, and I know that Fire feels the same way too.
That's what I was asking, and that's what I feel, and I really, you know, we always talk a lot about that here on the Psychics Gone Wild with positive thoughts and intent and the word manifesting, and that's the reason I was kind of going there, and I think that's something that all of you guys who, you know, listening in, we had a couple of people from last week that were on the show and a week before that were musicians. The one gentleman has called me a couple times, and we're setting up a reading and things, and I think that they just pretty well just told you there. And what was really good is you got it from EMT, Analyze Jones, and they were even speaking for their friend Fire, that obviously they're sitting here, they're going for it, they're doing it, and they're you didn't hear any doubt in there. And I think that says a lot. You know, you can go back and you listen to old tapes of other people and you listen to the ones, and I think that something speaks for it. Look at, you know, the Rolling Stones, good example. Mick Jagger was like, you know, this is going to be going for a couple years. But they all teased him. Look what he said. You know, he just left it a couple years. He didn't say how many. There was nothing in it. I love what you guys just said. You know, they're setting their goals. They're going for the roof. They're going for the top. What I think is even going to happen psychically, and as we go into the other entry with you guys, is you guys have pretty much set yourself into, you've been, like you've got some other ones that you do, like you play, like, am I correct? You like start for other bands, and then you've got yourself going out where you're doing some of your own bands, is that correct? Am I saying that right? Because you have to help me in music. It's like I'm not real, you know, it's not my area. It's like, okay, so you guys go out and you're going to be out doing road shows. Is that what they are?
Well, yeah, we have like a label that we do that has other artists in within the label that we also collab and do music with, and we work a lot with too. So, and then we have our group, so we do go out and do shows as the Faded Boys and shows as the Faded Boys with our label. So, yeah, we go out and we just do a lot of things.
Hey, thank you. And I'm having this moment. Thank you for, because they've teased me, say I'm having a brain fart and I'd hear about it, but I'm just trying to word it, and I'm thanking you for explaining, because that to me is, now I'm going to be really, I guess, nosy, but did you guys come up with this together? I mean, you sound like, and you are obviously a very good, smart businessman. I mean, you're talking and discussing this with me, and you can feel that you guys have set this down to where you're not only marketing yourself, but you've got the business.
Yeah, I would like to touch on this. Well, I would have to say again, you know, this comes from EMT, because he went to my recording school and also did some interning at a record. So he's the one that gives us the business mind and keeps us focused and keeps us on the internet and stuff like that. So he's a big part of keeping us focused and keeping us in the right lane that we need to be in to stay doing what we've been doing. You know, he gets a lot of shows for us and stuff like that. So I have to take my hat and tip my hat off to EMT.
Very good. I just, you and me both, because I'm sitting here back listening and knowing with you guys and listening to the music. And if you guys get a chance, anybody, you know, look on there. They were letting you know that they've got their website and with Twitter. And I was looking for more information. They're getting out their names in the computer. I mean, if you type in Faded Boys with a Z, you're going to hit a bunch of information. And some of the information with you guys looks to me like you have gotten, not only you're out there, you know, getting your name out, but, you know, a couple of the songs, you know, that I'm catching here and I'm caught on with you that's been happening is it's like they were saying they write their own music, they put it together, they're out there making their own beat. And then what's good is you guys seem to be really placing your music in there where it is crossing boundaries. I don't think it's just one. I mean, that's what I gotta be. It's just really impressive to me. I'm used to like rap, or I'm used to R&B, or I'm used to pop. But your music is, you know, you see once in a while an artist do this, and your music can pretty much stretch the boundaries because it does all of it.
Yeah, and I think that's the goal. You know, we're trying to be unique. You know, the ability. You know, being that. You know, I mean, and I do write for multiple artists, you know, besides what we do for our group. So, you know, being able to write for singers and to be able to collab with different artists and be like, look, I wrote this. I can't sing it because I'm not a singer, but I want you to sing it, you know, and collabing with people that way has also helped get us out there and just meeting with different people and different producers because, you know, people are always looking for choruses and stuff and, you know, especially producers that are making beats and stuff. So, you know, I do, you know, I try to write as much as possible for anybody, everybody, you know, aside from the group and just to collab with different artists in general. So,
yeah, we, we take it as unity, because we're here, over here on the West Coast, and anybody that's around us, so we try to have unity, so we're not opposed to working with people. We try to work with everybody and keep the lines of unity open. That's how we look at it.
And you guys look at what the whole energy of what we've got going into, and we know with 2012 the word has been versatile, and that's very much, you guys are very versatile. And I had a question here from the chat room. They wondered if you could say where you first started out. Were you playing for parties, bands, or just playing in your garage? How did you first start out?
I think all of that. I mean, I used to be a DJ. I mean, I've been writing music all my life, but I was always shy and hesitant to put it out there, until I started DJing and going to different parties and stuff. And then, I had been with a couple of different groups, and, before I met up with the Faded Boys, with Analyze and Fire, but we started out recording, in our home studio, on equipment, that we had and that we had available to us. And, we started there doing house parties, doing little opening up for people, until now, where we're doing, and have done, shows with, major artists,
about 50
people
of them.
No, like 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg. We've opened for all the major people, and in front of their fans, and it started at home, and now it's gone completely somewhere else.
Oh man, and you say opening for Snoop Dogg. It's like, man, I know that I've had a lot of people tell me that, the whole intensity, and that's one concert I really want to go to.
He's incredible.
And then you guys with your energy and with him, I can imagine. I bet this place, then they probably had to give these people lots of water and lay them down and make them breathe, exercises.
Yeah, pretty much.
Feel it, pretty much. It's like you can feel the energy, and I was very impressive as you guys have got this pretty well together, that you're looking at things that I've had people, I've dealt with different types of people with what I do with the psychic greens for years, and I teased Jennifer, I said, I went from Bell Canyon in California down to where I've been in places that are a little awkward in California, don't go. But it's like, the really thing it's impressive is that you as we're sitting here talking with the energy, you guys didn't have it easy. I can feel with you guys that you didn't come through, just woke up and said, I'm blessed and I'm going to grab on to this music and everyone's going to want me. And, I want to can you give us a little bit of headway for any of us that are get frustrated or people get to? What did you use to keep you motivated?
There's a lot. It's just, I would say it goes back to your team. There's been a lot of times where I've even quit doing music for a while, and EMT and Fire have come to me, what's going on, we need to, get focused back, or, we didn't have equipment at the time and we had to grind to get money to, money up to all three of us to chip in to get the means to be able to record stuff. So, it just comes back to, I would say your team too, like people that push you and believe in your talent just as much as you believe in your talent. Because for me, if it wasn't for these two, I probably, it pushed me more than I thought that I could, that I could go. And, I wake up every day after every show, I thank, EMT and Fire just for being there and pushing me and giving me the confidence to believe that I could do what we dream that we can do,
Good. And I've got a question here for with you, EMT. Would you be willing to do your birth cards and give your date of birth to Kelly and see what your magic card is for your birth card?
Oh, geez. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is a little
crazy. January 9th,
1979. Okay, give me a couple minutes here and I see what I come up with.
Magic cards. Those birth cards are going to come in real good. And the cool thing that we do here is we just have a lot of fun too. And I love the fact that you guys have done this. I know it's your Father's Day, and we have jokes. There's all of us having different times of things we're doing, and we're going to really promote with you. And that's one thing all of you fans that know on here, and you'll be getting your emails from me, and I laugh at all of you that tease me about the ones we had on here. There, you know, we're going to have Jennifer Grimm back. She's got a new music that we're all waiting like little kids to grab onto and listen to. Well, we're going to do the same with you guys. We're going to say the same thing. I thank you. We're having a little silly fun. I've got a lot of you guys writing, and no pressure. You don't need to know other stuff, you little nosy girl. But, you know, we're going to do some of this with them, and we're having fun.
and we have projects coming, you know, we'll be in the works with working with Jennifer Grimm, too, as a matter of fact.
Very good. I thank you guys, and I know that's a little different for some of our audience, and a lot of you that do the psychic work. I mean, I've read for years. I'm on Best American Psychic. I'm in the top 50 in the world. And it's part of the music, and the fun thing is we do this for the other variety, and it's nice to have other people on, and I thank all of you that are just really enjoying it. And Faded Boys, I mean, you're doing this out of the gracious. Those of you listening to music, we've got a lot of positive, and I thank you. I think it's one of the fun things about what we are in this time is that we can look and enjoy it. I had some country people that got in here. I'm from Wyoming, and I know they first freaked out with the song when it first came on, and now I got them writing me, and they're like, where do I get these CDs? So I know, you know, help. And I was like, you know, and I had a friend tease me about the fact, you know, R&B, you're either ready for it or you're not. And it's like, I think they're ready because we've got a lot of positive. And I just, Kelly, would you go ahead and tell him what the card is while I argue with this person in chat about what their business is?
You know, that's really the question of like, where do you get your CDs from? Where can we buy those? Is it online? Is it off your website? It's like, where can you get a hold of those?
We have free downloads, so you can go download our music right now for free at any one of our websites.
Cool.
Yeah, Pushhouse.com, FadedBoys.com. You know, we there's links to all of the music on there.
All right. For the guy who is January 9th of 79, you're a 5-estate person. It's called the Card of the Wanderer. The 5-estate person is the card of want changes and travel. These people like to travel, have a certain amount of restlessness. Most of them dislike routine. A lot of you guys are avid travelers. You move to a new home on a frequent basis. But the restlessness often applies to their spiritual quest, their striving for truth and development of the inner self. You have a Jack of Hearts in Mercury. There's a certain amount of sacrifice made for loved ones in your life or for an education, especially true in your early life. Your karma card is the 10 of Hearts, gives you a lot of social success. However, your 9 of Clubs, the Venus card, speaks of a lot of disappointments on a personal level, especially with friends or loved ones. You usually have more success with groups than on a one-to-one basis, so it looks like you picked a really good medium to go into here. So you got strong spiritual inclinations. Yeah, okay. But you got to learn to express unconditional love in your closest relationships in order to access the high side of the spiritual cards found in the personal positions of your life path. Sometimes you might have trouble at work with coworkers or other elements that require a lot of effort to overcome. You find the most success working with partners and occupations that allow you to travel and meet new people. Wow. One of the challenges is to find success in your business transactions because sometimes you don't always make the best deals for yourself. Money often comes in association with either romance or marriage. In relationships, you're popular, well-liked, you enjoy love, romance, and travel. There's sure to be some disappointments and love from time to time. As you are here to, quote, complete some relationships began, like, in past lives and let them go. With the right attitude, those endings can be translated as graduations, like, you know, high school graduation, crowning achievements, and completing certain chapters of soul development as it pertains to personal relationships. In any event, there's going to be some major completions with certain people in your life to whom you never return. It's always best just to let them go and move on. You benefit from romantic involvement, and combining that with your restless nature might be happier as a single person or, you know, just having a lot of friends instead of wife mates. Sometimes people, you know, of a 5-estate choose this in their later. However, we have some mitigating things here. The planetary really have a king of hearts, so it's like that's going to buffer that just a little bit. Because that ruling card accentuates the fatherly side of your personality, encouraging you to be a good parent. As a matter of fact, you probably take your parenting quite seriously if you have children. Most people with this card want to have children and have them sooner or later. So it gives you an authoritative bearing and leadership ability. You can stand up and claim your own space. You probably did really well in school, okay? Finally, the King of Hearts bestows some romantic and charismatic power to you, the ability to use charm and persuasion to get what you want from others, but that can be a double-edged sword because you need to Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. You do have a wish fulfillment this year that you're going to get one of your, you know, dearest wishes, you know, fulfilled. This is coming in here. And you're also in a most blessed position this year. It's really auspicious because of the Jupiter influence. It's like you're going to receive a tremendous blessing this year. You're going to receive the thing you want most in life. So looks like it's going to be a really good year for you.
Thank you, MT.
Okay. You want to do? Can we do the other? Can we do the other person too? It's like that. That was just the one person. So it's like, who's the other band member we have here?
Oh, you need my birth date?
Yep.
It's 5/12/82.
5/12 Taurus. Okay. Well, let's see. It takes me a bit for calculations here. 82.
This is great, okay. And I thank you guys for this. This is really good,
and
look at this with that. I mean, the cards. That is good.
Really? Yes. Okay. Holy moly. He's one of those. This one's one of those special ones because he is one of the semi-fixed cards. He's a seven of diamonds, which those people, and he's got a Jack of Hearts as his ruling planet, planetary card. Let's see, seven of diamonds. Now, those are people that always have issues with, or, you know, I'll say lessons learned through money. And this is probably really appropriate here. It is called the card of spiritual value. It's one of those unique cards, card of semi-fixed card. It's part of a special family of seven uniquely different cards. These people fall into a different category. They have a special mark on their lives. They're very stubborn, but they're also extremely creative. Some are destined to become millionaires in this life by accessing the high side of your spiritual money card. By suit, you're always connected with money. That's what diamonds are, but it's also about value. You need to maintain this non-attached attitude about money or there will be continuous problems. You know, we find you're either worrying about it all the time and having nothing or not worrying about, you know, money and having as much as you like. Regardless, many of your life lessons come through that avenue. The other avenue is your close relationships, like family, lovers, friends, really important to a seven of diamonds person. They have close ties, for better or worse, with their family, and they share in the trials. They've got a high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for family and other close relationships. Very little this person wouldn't do on behalf of their parents or family. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, and as such, their success comes from approaching life in ways other than, quote, traditional or materialistic. The most successful among them are the ones that live in the faith that all their needs are always going to be provided. That's like kind of straight out of the Rhonda Byrne, the secret there. They're usually restless, making frequent changes, either in occupation or location. Love life usually entails sacrifice and disappointment until they learn to let others go and be as they are. In their spiritual studies, they find inner satisfaction and validation for their own intuition. Once you're on a spiritual path, everything in your life is put into proper perspective, and you can excel in any chosen field, which obviously you're doing. In relationships, for such a spiritual card as the Seven of Diamonds, issues in relationships revolve around letting go of personal attachments and developing a more spiritual approach to love. By nature, they're very loving people and are willing to make sacrifices on behalf of those they love. They're bound to have one or more karmic love involvements that challenge you to raise your level of love to more spiritual or responsible heights. Like other cards, you've got high ideals associated with love and partnership. But these people are more or less destined to have these ideals tested every step along the way. That stubbornness and independence attracts powerful relationships into their life, but one that teaches them important lessons. And as that planetary ruler, Jack of Hearts, this one kind of mitigates, kind of buffers your seven diamonds a bit. That ruling card accentuates the compassionate side of your personality, encouraging you to be selfless. It's also called the Christ card for those that you call friends and family. You may find you go out of your way to help those in need. It brings a playful side to your personality. You probably like having fun in most of the things you do. On the flip side, though, you can be stubborn at times. You may exhibit some of the less mature aspects of a Jack, which is like sometimes as people say, you're acting your shoe size instead of your age. You're capable, though, of making great sacrifices for those you love, dedicating yourself to a higher cause. And in so doing, you can make a profound mark on the world, so this may indeed come through that music. At the age 3, this is a completion year for you because you have a 9 card in a prominent position. There was some kind of specific ending, because nines always represent endings for us. And it's like, you know, if you think of your high school graduation, it's a year of something. One door is closing and another door is opening. Let's see. Real quickly. And that one. Okay. The long range is about your jack plus, which is dealing with some very creative and youthful energies this year, either your own or those of a very intellectually stimulating and probably younger man, maybe. It can be channeled profitably and successfully into many endeavors, like, you know, writing, sales work, or anywhere new, and creative ideas are of value. You're really on a creative high this year. You can expect good results from all forms of creative work, which your music is a perfect outlet. So looking like at least, you know, the two guys I have here with here, so it could be interesting to see your third member, but it's like, sounds like you guys are on the right track to doing some really awesome stuff this year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That is excellent, and I thank you guys, and that is really good. I mean, we pick them. That was good. You guys are picked you. I mean, you got them all together. That is really good. And, Kelly, I really was impressed. I know we used the different playing cards. Is this one of the first times I've heard of a seven of diamonds on the show, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, they're out there, and it's like, surprisingly enough, we've had, you know, very few people, call in here seven of diamonds, but it's like, they all are really kind of like amazing people, so it's like, I'm unique,
I like that.
Well, all of us, we've liked with you guys. We've got like 2 minutes. I'm going to thank you guys. I apologize. We had one other song that I got to borrow to use for the show, and I tease you guys. I'm having a brain fart. I'm having a moment. It's not happening. But
Jethro, you're having a brain fart today? Really? No.
And it's like, whatever is happening, I thank everybody. I want to thank you guys. I'm going to go ahead, and we'll finish up the last of the show. We'll go ahead and do with the it's like I'm having a time here. It's like, we'll go ahead and finish up the show. And it's like the last 2 minutes. I want to thank you, EMT and Analyze Jones. You guys are rocking, and please come back anytime you want. You know, the Psychic's Gone Wild, you made it a pleasanter place tonight with your music and your energy. I bless you guys. And to come back after a funeral, you're one of the most positive, welcoming people that I've had here in quite a while. So thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so we're...
You can get faded on your gig, you know, it's like...
Great, and so... Yeah, give us update on where you're
going to be.
Yes, and it's cutting out. Kelly's asking you to keep us up on where we're going to be. I am agreeing. We're going to go ahead and just end out the show here. And those of you listening in, we thank you and have a great night on Psychic's Gone Wild. It's given us that 90-second song, and here we go with the last of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rockefeller with the Carmelo. Hello, let me tell you what my name is. Mr. Cali, but I'll show you what the grade is. A plus, let me show you what the strain is. OG, only smoking on the greatest. Twist the blade, blow a cloud to the sky. One puff ain't enough, no lie. Hit the ducks, make the world get high. Pray the boy, sky gang, let's fly.
Everywhere we going, we know where the party people at. In the air, we don't care, no matter where we at. I put a cloud in the sky. I put a cloud in the sky.
Roll up, roll up.
Put a cloud in the air.
Roll up,
we're smoking everywhere.
Roll up, roll up.
Cloud in the sky. I put a cloud in the sky.